Welcome to The Will Evans Show, a podcast that is meant to teach you everything you did not learn in school. And coming up, we're going to learn how to win with our money in 2024. And then I'm going to coach you up. Let's go. This past Friday was National Quitters Day. So the second Friday in January, I have come to find out, is National Quitters Day. Some of you are wondering, what the heck am I talking about? And National Quitters Day is where everyone gives up on their goals for the year. One study I read said that 82% of people have already given up on what they called a New Year's resolution by the second Friday of January. So one of the ways, or one of the things that I want to do with this episode is, you know, we always hear people's New Year's resolutions if they want to be better with their money. And if you're in that 80% category where you've already given up on your money goals, whether that's because you had a big emergency come up, whether it's a hospital visit or a car accident or whatever it may be, and you've already given up on your goals, I want to try and convince you that you can still win with your money in 2024. Do not quit. You cannot give up. You have to keep crawling, keep going. Whatever you do, do not quit. So I want to help you get back on track specifically with your money goals. And one thing when it comes to managing money, handling money, is I love to look at it through a biblical lens. And what I mean by that is I take the Bible and I look at what it says about money, and then I apply that to how I manage or handle my money. So the first thing we have to do is understand that we are managers of God's money. So going into the new year, going into 2024, first thing you have to do is understand that this money that you get is not yours, but simply, you are a manager of God's money. We are called to be good stewards of the money the Lord has given us. And you look at what it says in Deuteronomy 10:14. It says, "Look, the highest heavens and the earth and everything in it all belong to the Lord your God." What does that mean? That means everything that we see, we touch, everything in the earth belongs to God. And then you take Proverbs 3, verse 9. "Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce." So everything we do, we are to honor the Lord, and that includes our money. And so now we understand that we are managers of God's money. Then I want to take a look at debt. We always hear two different types of people when it comes to talking about debt. You open your Instagram, start getting on your reels, or you get on TikTok, and you're going to see two different types of people talking about debt. You're going to have somebody talking about leveraging debt, where you have so much debt that you don't even know what to do, or you're doing zero down real estate, you're doing the house hacking, you're doing all that stuff, and you leverage debt in hopes that you become wealthy. Or you have people like Dave Ramsey telling you to get out of debt. So the question is, what is the best way to go when it comes to winning with our money in 2024? So the question is, what is debt? Well, debt is anything that you owe to someone else. So that, take your car loans, your school, your student loans, your personal loans, credit cards, anything that you owe to someone else is considered debt. And now let's look, going back, I said I like to look at money through the lens of Scripture. So what does the Bible say about debt? Well, in Proverbs 22:7, it says, "The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender." And that's just one scripture. In the Bible, there's 2,500 scriptures that talk about money, wealth, possessions. So the Bible is not short of telling us how to manage our money. And all throughout those 2,500 scriptures, anytime it talks about debt or owing something to someone else, the Bible never says anything good about debt. Now, don't misunderstand me that debt is not a sin, but the Bible never says anything good about debt. It never says, hey, leverage debt. But what it does say is the rich rule over the poor and the borrower is slave to the lender. So that's understanding what debt is and what the Bible says about debt. The next thing we have to do when it comes to winning with our money in 2024 is spend less than you make. So what I mean by that is simply, whatever you have coming in, you cannot spend more than that, because that means you would have to be either putting it on a credit card or taking out a loan of some sort. So spend on less than you make. And when we look at what the Bible says about it, Proverbs 21:20, it says, "The wise have wealth and luxury, but fools spend whatever they get." So when I think about that, I think of, well, as money comes in, it's just going out the door as fast as it comes in. And you cannot do that. We have to be wise, have wealth, and we do not want to be like a fool that will spend whatever they get. And so, you know, we talk about spending less than you make. Well, that leads us into, we have to have a game plan for our money. And what's the game plan for our money? That's a budget. What kind of budget am I supposed to use? The only budget I ever recommend is a zero-based budget. So the way a zero-based budget works is you take your income, write that out, minus your expenses equals zero. I'll say that one more time. A zero-based budget is your income minus your expenses equals zero. This is going to include your savings, your investing, your fixed expenses, your four walls, which is shelter, transportation, utilities, and clothing. All of that is included in your budget, and you take that minus your income, and it should be zero, because we want to give every dollar a name. So if we're saving up for a car, you put that in there. If you're just saving up in general, you put that in your budget. And at the end of the month, you should have $0. And I don't want you to get freaked out. I can already hear you saying, oh, well, then I'll have $0 and I may overdraft. No, you can have a buffer in your checking account. That's what I do. Have anywhere from $200 to $1,000 as a buffer. And what that buffer does is that can be your zero. So when I say income minus expenses equals zero, say your buffer is $500, at the end of the month, after you've saved your money, you've spent your money, and you gave your money, you should have that $500 in your account, because that is your zero. And so that's our game plan, is to get on a budget. Well, now what does the Bible say about budgeting? You know, this is one thing. When I have a coaching session, people are like, does the Bible actually talk about budgeting? Well, we look at the Gospel of Luke 14, 28 through 30, and all these scriptures are found in the New Living Translation. And Luke 14, 28 through 30 says, "But don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there's enough money to finish it?" Verse 29 says, "Otherwise you might complete only the foundation before running out of money, and then everyone would laugh at you. They would say, there's the person who started the building and couldn't afford to finish it." I mean, I couldn't have said it any better than that. We have to count the cost, which is budgeting, because why would you want to be building something and then run out of money? And the only way that you run out of money is because you did not first count the cost. That is the whole reason we have a budget, is because we are planning for expenses. We are counting the cost for everything. Because it says, they would say, there's the person who started that building and couldn't afford to finish it, all because they didn't count the cost. So that is going to be the biggest thing for you in 2024 if you want to win with your money, and that is to get on a budget. I have numerous of clients, every time I ask them, hey, what do you think was the biggest thing out of these coaching sessions and the biggest thing of you getting out of debt? What helped you the most? And I would say 9 out of 10 people said, when we made a budget and we stuck to it, that is what helped us get out of debt. That is what changed our financial trajectory from going down the wrong path of saying, hey, I'm actually winning with my money, is the budget. The budget is going to be your game plan for 2024 and how to win with your money. And I love this quote from Thomas Edison that says, our greatest weakness lies in giving up. So what that means is, if you do not give up, then you will succeed. And especially everything we've talked about in this show, it's all common sense. It's found in scripture. Stay away from debt. Live on less than you make. Understand that you are a manager of God's money, and you get on a game plan and you get a budget. So going into 2024, we're a few weeks in now, you cannot give up. You have to keep crawling, you have to keep scratching, you have to keep going, you have to keep fighting, and whatever you do in 2024, do not quit. You're listening to The Will Evans Show. Hey guys, it's Will. I know this show is all about what you didn't learn in school, but for some of you, you need a little more personalized help, and that's what Evans Financial Coaching is. I specialize in helping people pay off debt and build wealth. If this is you, I've put my contact info in the show notes, so please reach out. I'm here to help you. Evans Financial Coaching, creating paths to financial freedom. Welcome back to The Will Evans Show. We have been talking about how to win with your money in 2024. What that looks like, just stay away from debt, live on less than you make, understand that we're managers of God's money, and get on a budget. And I just want to read this quote one more time from Thomas Edison, and it is, our greatest weakness lies in giving up. And then I'll add in my little bit, do not give up this year. If you mess up, it's okay. Just keep trucking along. You will only lose if you fully give up. So do not give up. And, you know, this show, this is the 34th episode of this show. And it's been really cool to see how much this show has grown since day one. And it's continuing to grow, which is awesome. Because, I mean, that it just means that you guys are enjoying the show. You're sharing it with other people. And more people are hearing about it because you're sharing it. And so if you could continue to share it with family members, coworkers, friends, say, hey, check out this podcast. It's really cool. Talk about how to, like, especially this episode, send it to people. How to Win with Your Money in 2024 is a great podcast to share with others because there's a lot of people wanting to be better with their money in 2024. Also, if you're not subscribing to the podcast on whichever platform you're listening on, if you could do that, hit the follow button, that would be amazing. And if you feel like you just really want to help me out, leave me a 5-star review. One, because I like to read those. And second, because it boosts the algorithm and it gets this show out to more people. So if you could do those couple things for me, that would be great. And today we have a retirement question. And it says, I make $200,000 plus per year, and my company does not offer a 401k retirement. And the way I read it, I don't qualify for a Roth IRA. So I just invest my retirement in a regular IRA. So this is, I would have to do I'm pretty sure that if you're married, and I don't have all the details if you're married or not, but if you're married, it's $400,000. If you make over $400,000, then you cannot do a Roth IRA. And so I'm guessing if you're single, that would make sense that it would be $200,000 for if you're filing single, or if you are single, then you wouldn't be able to do a Roth IRA. But there is something called a backdoor Roth. And so if I was you, what I would do is you put everything into your regular IRA, and then you pay the taxes on it. It's just called a backdoor Roth. A lot of high income earners do that. It's right now, everybody says that that's going to go away, but they've been saying that for 3 or 4 years now. So the best thing for you to do, if I was in your shoes, is just to put everything into a regular IRA or your regular 401k, and then you can just pay the taxes on it. And that way it will start to grow tax-free because you've already paid the taxes on it. Now, I wouldn't do that unless you're in baby step 7. So I wouldn't do that until you have paid off your house or you've gotten out of all of consumer debt, you have your fully funded emergency fund, and you have a paid off house. The reason is because you want to have as much, you want to be throwing as much money into or onto your house, and then we can work on paying the taxes on some of your investments. And that's just the way the baby steps work. Once we start investing 15% of our income into retirement, then we start putting money in there for baby step 5, putting money away for kids' college. Baby step 6, pay off your mortgage early. And then we can start talking about where we're going to start paying some of the taxes on our traditional money. Hey, and that's the same thing. If you have a 4% match or if you have any match through your 401k, that money is not Roth. That money's not growing tax-free. So once you get into baby step 7, you can even start to do this as a backdoor Roth unless the government shuts that down and changes the way all that works. And that's just, everyone says it's going to go away, hasn't gone away yet. So if I was in that boat, I'm not making me and my wife are not making over $400,000, so we don't have to worry about that right now. But that's what I would do. It's the easiest way to have that money growing tax-free, because in the long run, that's going to be the best for you, is your money growing tax-free. As always, it's a huge thanks to Ben for making the show run. And remember, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. This is The Will Evans Show.